Well, this morning we are joined here in the studios by a friend from right down the hall, LaVon Eblin, in with us this morning. How are you?
I'm good, and thanks for having me in, Jim.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to talk a little bit about, well, some fun stuff here.
It's, you bet.
The history of the community.
And I'm hoping that people realize that this year, all year, is we're celebrating Atlantic Sesquicentennial, 150 years. Do you remember at all when we celebrated 100 years?
No.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
No.
But this is 150, and it's a whole different ball game. So I do want to talk specifically about a couple of programs coming up that celebrate the theme this month. There's a theme for every month, and it is Atlantic Beginnings.
A lot of interesting stuff when you wander about the community, especially in small towns. We've always kind of talked about how things that most folks maybe overlook, like cemeteries, wander through a cemetery. It's the history of your community. Those are largely the people that shaped, built, and formed a lot of the things that you enjoy and the way your community is today. But it's not just the people. It's the places where they gathered and things like that, too. And a lot of things had an impact on the community.
Big impact. You know, and one of the programs, the one coming up this Sunday at the American Legion Memorial Building, the Armory, is going to be about the Rock Island Railroad. Now, that had a major, major impact on Atlantic, the way it was named and how it grew, because originally, the Rock Island was not, when they did their original survey, was not going to come to what's now Atlantic. It was going to go to Harlan and Minden and all kinds of other places, not to Atlantic. So think about that, Jim. How would Atlantic be different? How would all of Southwest Iowa be different if that first survey had played out?
Would Lewis still be the county seat?
Or Grove City.
Yeah.
They were, now Lewis actually was the first county seat, but Grove City really wanted to be. And of course, the people in the area know where Grove City is, but it was a kind of a booming little town.
Mm-hmm.
So what made the difference? The railroad.
Yeah, a lot of things like that had just major impacts. And in some cases, it was just luck of the draw. In some cases, it was, well, who owned the land, where, and what, certain things like that.
A lot of wheeling and dealing.
There were some issues there. Power players were involved
exactly.
in different ways.
And, of course, Franklin Whitney was one of those power players, mm-hmm. along with a couple of other people who said, you know, this is where it should be, and gave the land. You know, you said land makes the difference there, and who owns it and what they do with it. So it made a huge difference in that. And most of the businesses in Grove City picked up and moved to Atlantic when that happened. And, you know, so now we mostly have a name where Grove City was, not so much anything else. I mean, some homes and so on, mm-hmm. but no businesses that I know of. Now, maybe there's one there that I don't know. But I don't know everything, Jim.
Of course, that was that was also a time, though, back when, you know, if you were going to go from here to 5 miles down the road, it could have been a whole day excursion at best, because of conditions, because of the transportation that was made available to you. I mean, now we don't think anything about hopping in the car and heading someplace for a day trip or what
state,
have you.
Yeah. Another whatever.
No big deal. But then, I mean, 5 miles down the road, that was a major excursion.
It was a big deal.
So it was important to be close to the county seat.
So just a few little things about the Rock Island. Now, I'm not an expert. I'm not really a train buff. But once I start kind of looking at these things, I'm going, ooh, this is what else? It's kind of being a detective. And we think of the railroad, the lines, the tracks came to Atlantic in late 1868. But before that, what happened before was really important until it got here. And do you know why it's named the Rock Island?
Why is that?
It's because some people in Rock Island, Illinois, were the first ones who started looking at a railroad in Illinois to connect two waterways. But eventually, that's what turned into the Rock Island that came through Iowa. So there's the beginning. It didn't have anything to do with Atlantic originally. And I think knowing that it was this original railroad was to connect two waterways is kind of important, because some people got, well, first of all, the shipping people were a little upset. And, you know, the people who traveled through that area going, what's that railroad going to do to us? Well, then somebody got the bright idea. Maybe they should start in Chicago rather than Joliet and Rock Island and so on. So maybe let's start this railroad in Chicago. And that's when it really got going. And that has an important point, too, because eventually the line was called the Chicago and Rock Island. So it all starts to tie together. So that was back in 1847, 51 is when all of that stuff was going on. And then it got to the Mississippi. Well, now what do we do? We have to build a bridge. Now, that bridge caused some problems, too, because, you know, we have all the shipping going up and down the Mississippi, and some of them are a little upset about building this bridge over the Mississippi. And in fact, it caused such a problem that a ship hit it, it burned, and they were going to sue the railroad line. And you know who the lawyer was that kind of was for the railroad? Abraham Lincoln. So, you know, famous names get involved with all of this. So that's part of what we're going to be talking about on Sunday, is some of that background information, and then bringing us up to date. I've been scouring the internet, of course, and then we have our local history books. But one of the little news articles I ran across said there was an unusual shipment on the Rock Island. Hippos. There were two baby hippos that were being shipped on the rail line. I mean, now, maybe nobody else gets turned on by that, but I think that's kind of fun, and, you know, it's something that, that we don't know. Another date I would mention that we'll talk more about is September 12th, 1953. And I'm going, I haven't been aware of what's important about September 12th, 1953. Well, there's a Howard Lundberg, the mayor, proclaimed it a special day because it was John D. Farrington Day. Have you heard of him?
Not until now.
Yeah. Well, he was the president of the Rock Island Railroad when it sort of got turned around. Now, you know, the Rock Island was in big financial trouble a number of times. He kind of brought it out and kind of brought the, when the Rock Island was the best, and then it went into financial problems again. But we'll talk more about that. Also about naming Atlantic. There's at least four stories I've heard about how Atlantic got its name, so we'll talk about that. So if you're interested in the Rock Island and Atlantic, that's this Sunday, 2 o'clock at the American Legion Memorial Building. That's the Armory at 201 Poplar. Come, and I'd like to have people who have other stories to tell.
It's a sharing time.
It's a sharing time. We're going to do the presentation, do a sharing time, and we have lots of photos and so on. Sue Fisher's bringing her collection of the Rock Island memorabilia, so well, there are lots of things to see. And then quickly, I want to mention the other program that's coming up January 25th. That's a Thursday, 1 p.m. at the library, and that is going to be done by Carolyn DeLay and Mary Hoig about Franklin H. Whitney and the first home. So, yeah. So come and find out more about what brought Atlantic together.
Lots of stuff. And when you go to the, well, let's just call it the Old Armory, the American Legion building downtown here for the Sunday visit, make sure you spend some time to look around if you haven't been there in a while, because when you start to talk about history of the community, you're sitting in one.
That's right.
Yeah, so make sure you check all that stuff out. Ask a lot of questions and learn a little bit more. Granted, a lot of people, you and I aren't from here.
That's right.
But we've kind of immersed ourselves in the community over all these many years. But a lot of people are in those shoes, too, some more recent. You know, very few people that live here were born and raised here and don't know all the details of the history of the community. It's important to understand where you live.
Well, yeah, I think you appreciate more where you live and why it got there. And, yeah, it's important.
Absolutely.
And it's interesting, folks. Yeah. I mean, if you go, I don't like history. Well, it's kind of interesting when you start talking about all the ins and outs.
You know what? If you live here or around the area, it's your history.
You're making it.
Take an interest. Yeah.
Okay.
And find, learn more. Good
stuff.
See
you on Sunday at the American Legion Memorial Building at 2 o'clock.
Excellent. Levon, thanks for stopping by, and thanks for collecting all the info and putting the program together. Appreciate it.